Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Armor Investing. I'm Brett Rosenthal. This is the Armor Investing Way, where we've created for you a virtual hedge fund experience, and we're focused on the four pillars of successful asset management: macro insights, algorithmic execution, research of companies that benefit from all of that, and then, of course, we wrap it up in a bow of risk management rules. So when you join our community, you're joining a virtual hedge fund desk. That means you are the portfolio manager of your own assets. You're a do-it-yourself investor. You take this information based on your risk tolerance and goals, figure out how to execute a winning strategy, and we're going to help you do it. So today what we're going to talk about is we're going to teach, and we titled this, Learn How to Day Trade, the three secrets that no one's telling you. It's going to make your day trading success, make you a much more successful day trader. So let's dive into it. All right, there are three secrets to day trading success I'm going to reveal today. Now, obviously, there's many different secrets. There's many different ways to do it. These are three gems that work for me, and I hope they help you. Of course, if you like the video, go ahead and click the like button. Share this with other friends who are struggling, trying to understand how to day trade. They want to learn how to day trade. These are some tools you can use right out of the gate. Ready? Step one, trade less. Okay? Trade less. Just because it's called day trading doesn't mean you have to trade every day. Okay? And it doesn't mean you have to trade everything. So what I would suggest to a new trader who's learning how to day trade, choose a handful of assets, choose one asset, and learn how to trade it well. Once you get that strategy working, then expand. And I'll give you an example here. Let's dive in. Our favorite thing to do is to trade, for many reasons, and I'll get to this in a second why, but we like to trade the indexes, okay? And so I would suggest to anybody learning how to day trade to start by trading a very liquid asset where they can expect a high probability outcome because of the liquidity, okay? And so what we're going to do is trade the indexes. So what you're looking at here is a four-panel chart, okay? Each chart is a three-minute bar chart. You have the S&P, the NASDAQ, the small cap index, IWM, and the Dow, DIA. These are all ETFs. You can use the ETFs as your trigger points and then trade any asset you want. Okay, so in other words, I'm going to blow this up for you now, and we're going to get a big picture. You know, let's work on the Qs today because we had a great trade on Friday, and I'm going to share that with you. We'll look at both, okay? We'll start with the Qs. So what you're looking at is the Armor Price Movement Profiler. Those are all the lines on the screen. And what we use, we can go into this on another video, but specifically we're using volume-weighted average price and Fibonacci extensions and average true ranges, okay? So what you're looking at here, the red's down, the blue's up, the colored boxes are our trigger points. This is a trade directly off the desk from Friday, just yesterday. So learn how to trade one asset. And if you say to me, I want more excitement than just trading the Qs, well, what we'll do is use this chart, which is a chart of QQQ, NASDAQ 100, but we'll trade TQQQ, which is triple the index. Okay? So when you're using something that's double or triple an index, what you want to do is look at the chart formation of the base index. You can trade whatever you want, but you want to do the analysis on the base index. So here you go. We have an Armor Day Trading Playbook, and I'm going to get to that. That's rule number two, all right? But rule number one, Learn how to trade one thing really well. I would suggest indexes. This is a trade right off our desk. Market opens, it had a big down day the day before. There's the big sell-off. Okay, it's 3-minute bar charts. Market opens, challenges the low, sets up a double bottom. You can see both of these boxes are green with yellow bars in it. That's one of our proprietary algorithmic day trading triggers. So if you're learning how to day trade and you join us on the desk, we're going to share this with you. These are the triggers. This is an easy way to get started. When you get that trigger, you get long. So we actually got long at the start right here, booked some profits right at the high. And the reason for that is that was our first target. So when we're trading together on the desk, we talk about our entry trigger and what our first target is. And we share that with everybody on our live stream throughout the day, right? So you're part of our Slack room, and I'll let you know when I'm getting long and where the exit trigger is. So when it hit here, we said, okay, we'll book some profits there. This is the opening range high. Pulls back, makes a double bottom and a higher low. We get another Armor Algo buy trigger. In this case, we didn't just buy back what we'd sold here. We loaded up the portfolio right there because a double bottom is stronger than a single bottom here, right? So the double bottom is even stronger, the position size bigger, and it ripped higher right up into here. Again, we were selling it right up here, which is another key location. Not only was it this line, which is the Armor Moving Average, but it also equaled prior day's VWAP, and that's almost always a place to book some profits, and then the market settled back at the end of the day. We can look at the S&P because we trade both of these indexes. If you learn how to trade one asset really well and you want to go out there and say, well, I'd like to increase the exposure, fine. Trade the triples, but get really good at one asset. Same exact situation happened right in here in the S&P. Had a little bit of a different look to it, right? Made a double bottom and a lower low, but it still resulted in profitable trades. One of our favorite trades the day before was the gap down to a previous location. Sets up here and here, leading to profitable trades again. Okay, so getting back to our rules, rule number one, get very good at trading only one asset or maybe a handful of assets. You don't have to trade everything and you don't have to trade every day. Rule number two, secret number two, right there, write it down. Stick to a strategy and let the probabilities work in your favor. Now, this is something a lot of people that are new to day trading and they're learning how to day trade have a hard time doing. So you get the tools. You start putting positions on. You start making some money. And then you run into a problem and you quit. But what you have to realize when you're day trading, and I could wax poetic about investing because I could say it's true about investing as well, but particularly true about day trading. This is a game of probabilities. There will be losses. You've got to take those losses quick, and then you maximize your success. And if you don't let that probability work in your favor, you're not going to be successful as a day trader. So if you're learning how to day trade, you've got to commit to a strategy for a long enough period of time to allow the probabilities to work in your favor. Now, the strategy we like to use is a strategy, of course, we trade the indexes, but we also like to do what we call charmer trading. And here's a trade off of our desk. Here's a trade off of our desk. This is Bullfrog. Some of you might trade Bullfrog. So here's our setup early in the morning. Okay. And I'll make that box actually white for you so you can see it. What we're looking for, and anybody could do this really, if you figure out the right names, okay, and you know that's part of what we do on our live desk. We have a few dedicated Armor insiders, I like to call them Armor analysts, who share a list of targets for us to look for execution opportunities. And then we use Armor Algos And we call them charmer trades when they set up. So this is a particularly simple one to look at right here. Okay, it doesn't really need a lot of all the lines to explain it. What you had was a tight open around the volume weighted average price, the VWAP, which is the black dots. Okay, stocks trading, somewhere right in here at like $6 and change, $7. When it takes out the high, that tight consolidation is when you get long. As you can see, it absolutely skyrocketed into the end of the day. Okay, we have a particular trigger of why we would get long this, but there's the opportunity. And what you want to do is trade these every day. Here's another example for you to take a look at. And this will dovetail into my third suggestion of the three reasons, the three tools, the three secrets for when you're learning how to day trade. Okay? So here's CRISPR on our desk. We've traded CRISPR really all week, and we were looking for these setups all week. So what I'm saying to you is look for a particular setup. This setup that we like, you could call it if you want. You could use it on your own. You could do your own research when this video is over, okay, as you're learning how to day trade. Here's a good way. I'll just give you this free idea off the top of my head. If you're trying to learn how to day trade, three-minute charts, look for consolidation early in the morning around VWAP. When you break out of that consolidation, you get long, lower the day is the stop, ride it into the sunset. Okay? So CRISPR is actually on our list of investments we want to own. Okay? And so we waited for this consolidation around VWAP. It popped out right there. And at that very moment, I shared with the Armor investing community that we're getting long CRISPR right here. And as you can see, it just ripped higher the rest of the day. We had another trade like that in CRISPR here. This was another day we traded CRISPR. Same setup. Okay? You can write the setup down. Look how it does this at the open. So you have your list of companies you want to own. You look for tight consolidation around the VWAP. Okay? When that consolidation is broken, you get long, you use the low of the day as your stop. Okay, and then there was another entry point right there. Every time you see a tight consolidation around or above the VWAP, it's giving you another opportunity. So let's say you missed the first one. Oh, darn, I missed it. You didn't really miss anything. You had another opportunity. Okay, consolidated again, then it popped out again, and then it took off. Okay, so rule number one, secrets, learning how to day trade. You don't have to trade every day. Don't trade everything. Focus on a handful of names and get good at it. Rule number two, once you get good at it, you have to keep executing your strategy to allow the probabilities to work out. Don't change yourself just because you hit a couple stocks don't work. You have to recognize that there'll be some that don't work. Let it play out. You're good. Believe in yourself. Be the smart money, okay? And we'll wrap it up with the third thing. And this is a secret I don't think a lot of people are going to tell you. Okay? You're not going to believe this one. Ready? Here it comes. Don't make day trading the end-all be-all of what you do. Don't make day trading your sole focus. It puts too much pressure on your execution. It makes it harder to follow rule number one, which is you don't have to trade every day. You just have to trade on the right days. When you get the right setups with the highest probability, then you execute. And one way to do that is to use different styles of management in your portfolio. And that's what the Armor Investing Way is all about. It's a core principle of the Armor Investing Way. We diversify through styles of management to create performance. So there'll be some days where your particular day trading setup doesn't show up. And that's okay because your investments might skyrocket. You're making a lot of money. Hey, go hit the hammock and relax. Don't stress yourself out. So what we like to do is use day trading as a tool on our desk to enhance our overall investment portfolio. And I'll give you an example of that. CRISPR, we already talked about, okay? So CRISPR is one example. We wanted to be investors in the stock. So we used these day trading tools to get long, and then we let it turn into a swing trade if our daily chart sets up correctly and lets us put on a swing trade, okay? So, for instance, on Friday, we got long CRISPR, and we're going to stay with it. So we're using the day trading tool to help us with our swing trading or investing entry points. And here's another big piece to the puzzle. We use our day trading tool to hedge our portfolio. Okay, so sometimes day trading is used as a hedging technique. We're long precious metals. We go short GDX against that on certain days, GDX being the gold miner ETF. Okay? And that helps us in our investing side of our portfolio. So when you layer on top day trading, swing trading, and investing in an overall approach, you'll be a more successful day trader because you won't be forcing trades, thinking you have to trade every day, all right? And so here's an example of how we would short something. So take a look as an example. When it comes to precious metals, this is an ideal opportunity right here. When you get, if you have a portfolio of precious metals, you're long, and they gap up in the morning and they skyrocket in the first half an hour, first hour, you look for reversal patterns and you could put out hedges, okay? So particularly if they emanate from a, in this case, this yellow line here is the ARMR moving average. So what you look for is when you're day trading is moves to a location, whether it be resistance or support, and then a reversal. And that's where you put on the short hedge if you were going to be shorting that day. It's like the opposite of the S&P trade that I was showing you, okay? This was a sell-off in the market the day before the market opened here, tests that low. That's the support. So now we're looking for long trades, right? When we came into the morning, when I wrote my captain's note, we did our morning meeting, which ARMR insiders get before the market opens, right? I shared with you what is the strategy for today. We're looking for weakness off the open that tests the low. And if it holds, boom, we're going to get a day trade long the indexes, okay? The flip side, or you know, another way to use day trading is to support a portfolio. So here's another example, okay? Here's a perfect example of using GDX as a hedge. This right here is a location called the average true range high. So when precious metals rally right off the bat in the morning and go right to the ATR high, this line right here, and put in a top, what you want to do, again, you'll notice, in this case, it's a yellow instead of white box, okay, to help you understand the type of a box it is, right? But there's the consolidation around a key location, not the VWAP. This time it's the average true range right here. And when it breaks down, that's when you get short, right? So right in here is where you're getting short. And then, of course, it sells off the rest of the day. Okay, so to wrap up, three secrets to trying to learn how to day trade. Focus on a couple of names and get really good at them before you expand. Don't feel you have to trade every day, even though it's called day trading, okay? Number two, stick to your strategy and let the probabilities work in your favor. You got to have enough evidence before you start changing things, okay? And then, of course, number three, I think the most important, don't make it the sole focus of what you're doing. Use it as a tool in an overall investing strategy. All right, guys, those are my thoughts for today. I hope you found them helpful. Anybody got a quick question? I'm happy to answer it. If not, and you're watching this later, go ahead and fill out a question or a comment down below, and I'll get to as many as I can throughout the week. I appreciate you all spending time with me on a Saturday or whenever you decide to take in this information, and I look forward to seeing you guys again next week. Have a great trading session all week long. And remember, you're the smart money. Stop listening to the guys around you. Be the smart money. Have a great weekend, everybody.